A lot of you may have heard some of this before, but anyway. As a child, I was always the tallest in the class. And all the other mothers used to say, oh, if you're in trouble, go to Barbara. She'll sort you out. She'll take care of things. She's bigger than you. She's bigger. She's all right. My mother didn't help when she used to say to me, oh, stop fussing and stop whinging. Get on with things. Life's too important. Just get on with things. So emotions weren't very much in evidence. I then went nursing, where you have to hide an awful lot of your own emotions to be able to deal with sad and difficult situations. So this was my life for quite a number of years. After we were married, we found we couldn't have children. So we fostered. And about 6 or 8 years after we started fostering, we went through a really, really bad time. This particular day, I found myself in the house on my own. Mike was at work, the children were at school, and I was on my own, and I felt absolutely and totally useless. I felt a total failure because everything I felt had been my fault, and some of the troubles that we were going through was connected with me and my failures. And I found myself in the bedroom, sobbing and on my knees. And I just asked God to come in and say, and just take away the responsibility for the family from me, because I just didn't feel I could cope. I felt a warmth go through from my head right through to my toes, and an amazing feeling of peace. And I thought, God has heard me, he understands, and he's with me. That was just one of the incidents that happened. And since then, we've had very many highs, we've had very many lows. And always through the lows, I've been able to feel God's presence and his help to get us over everything that has been thrown at us by life. There are times when you feel that you are alone, but you're not. Three times recently, there have been incidents. A few years back now, I was walking to church for a Saturday evening concert, and I heard a voice in my head say, pray for Mike. I didn't know what I got to pray for or anything, but I prayed for him. That night, Mike came back to local preaching. A few years later, Mike wanted to go to Romania, and he said, you're coming with me, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm not. And I was not going with him. He booked me on insurance for the car and everything, and it was all sorted. We were supposed to go on the Tuesday, and on the Sunday before, June was stood at this desk here preaching. And every single reason why I, in my head, and hadn't told a soul why I didn't want to go to Romania, was in her sermon. So I thought, okay, God, you win. And I went. And it proved to be an important visit, because up until then, only men had gone on these trips abroad. And the ladies had ignored them. They'd put food in front of them and then gone away. I went and broke down the barriers that ladies, even at my age, which they felt was old, could go and be useful, and was doing God's work, so it was meant to be. More recently, I was a rep at Synod, and a letter came through about the angels, and I thought, oh, yeah, they're nice, they're cute. What can we do with them? And during the night, I was told, use them to advertise Buttercross to Bethlehem, which was coming up later that year. Went to Ruth, and the rest has been history. Up until I was 30s, in my 30s, I had paid lip service to my faith. I admit that now. I had no Sunday school training at all. I had to sit through long services in the Church of England Church from the age of about six, playing with my threepenny bit, which sometimes landed on the floor. But I want to say a big thank you to this church, and particularly to some members who are, some are here today, who, when I joined the Wednesday Women's Group, listened to me and helped me. When things went pear-shaped, they were the ones who, their faith and their patience, helped me to develop my faith to what it is today. Thank you.
Lord, you have always known Barbara, although she hasn't known that you've been there with her.
We thank you for all that you have guided her through. We thank you for the strength that she's found in your name and in your love. But now, Lord, we ask you to be her strength each and every day still. Guard her, guide her, and use what she's learned in you that she can use for other people for your name. Lord, bless her and keep her in Jesus' name. Amen. Not only had I known she's going, I'd actually seen a vision of the first morning in Romania. A vision of opening the blinds, seeing snow on the floor, and turning to Barbara, who still hadn't got up at that moment. When we got to Romania, I opened the curtains next morning, and the answer was in the vision. Snow was there. So I knew, even though she didn't know, that God had planned for her to go.